If we are talking about the tribulation that's supposedly coming up in Scripture, when does it start? Do we have a date? Do we have a time? Do we have an event? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. You are tuned again to Study, Grow, Know. We are in the middle of, just starting a series on the tribulation. As a matter of fact, I have a book in the works, which is simply called The Tribulation, and in that book is a chapter. The title of the chapter is, When Does the Tribulation Start? Now, before I get into that, I don't want anyone to think that I'm going to be date setting. I'm not. No one knows the day or the hour. Now, what we can know from Scripture, I believe, is exactly which event kicks off the tribulation. But as far as knowing when that event is going to happen, I don't believe that that's possible. I don't think we can know it ahead of time. I think we'll know it when we see it. That's it. Could be a month away, 10 months away, 5 years away, 10 years away. We have no clue. And the idea that we can decide and set dates on something that God has said we can't is absurd. We need to understand the entirety of his word. But when does the tribulation start as far as a particular event that might kick it off? Now, in times past, you may have heard the idea that, well, the rapture is going to kick off the tribulation. That, I don't believe, is taught in Scripture. And I believe the teaching or implication that basically stated that was incorrect because it's not supported in Scripture. So, the title of the chapter in question in my book, When Does the Tribulation Start?, is not referring necessarily to the particular timing, but a specific event. And I think it's a very important question. And I also believe it's a question that Scripture does answer. Again, it's not the rapture. Now, I want to emphasize, while we cannot know the exact day or the hour of the tribulation, when it's going to begin, the Bible tells us, I believe, the exact event that happens and begins the tribulation. We can know that event ahead of time, and we simply cannot know when that event will take place. But when it does take place, we will know that that's the beginning of the tribulation. Ignoring the information that God provides us in his word, I believe, is foolhardy. But I also want to emphasize something else before we get into this. It is all well and good to study about the end times, about things related to the tribulation, to the second coming, to what I believe the Bible describes as the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years, to the great white throne judgment, to future eternity, to the new heavens and the new earth. I believe that all those things are very important for us to study, for us to be more than familiar with, for us to know. And I think it is having a proper perspective on those things that gives us a proper perspective on this life. But there's a problem. And I think for too many Christians, getting caught up in the entire debate concerning the end times and when, if the rapture will happen and et cetera, ad infinitum. I think that that is foolish because what that does is it keeps us from doing the one thing that Jesus commanded his disciples, his followers to do. And that one thing, and I'm not talking about all the things that we're taught to do, how to live the Christian life, etc. I'm talking about the one thing that is over all those things, and that is fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, if you have a proper view of eschatology, if you believe you understand how it all fits together, then that should, and I want to emphasize that word should, it should promote within us a greater desire to see people saved. If we are truly in the end of the end times, prior to the start of the tribulation, in which things are going to become terrible according to Jesus and the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. If that's the case, then should not that prompt within us a very, very strong desire to see people come to know the Lord? And how will they come to know the Lord if we, Christians, don't explain it to them? So we need to be very careful. Knowledge is good. We need to understand what God's word says. But above all things, we must be witnesses by spreading the gospel of grace to people who do not know him. And that is not only done with words, but it is backed up with our deeds. So we need to keep that in mind, please. 150,000 souls perish every day. Most, I'm willing to bet, unfortunately, are not saved. What are we doing to change that percentage? What are we doing to introduce people who do not know the Lord to him? Let's keep that in mind as we study the end times. Because if we're really serious about we're in the end times, things are ramping up here, eventually to culminate in the return of Christ. If we are serious about that, then we should be just as serious about a desire to see people come to know him. And there is currently way too much debate about I'm right, you're wrong, I'm a pre-tribber, I'm a mid-tribber, I'm a post-tribber, you're right, you're a heretic, you're this, you're that. Meanwhile, people are dying. That's the reality. So learn what you need to learn about the end times. Come to your own conclusions prayerfully, humbly, and then go out and use that information to win souls to the Lord. Okay? That's what we need to be doing. Now, if God has taken the time to place within his word information concerning the event that kicks off the tribulation, as I believe he has, then obviously it should go without saying that knowing it is exceedingly important. But let's be clear about something. Even knowing that event does not also mean that we will know when that event will occur. We don't. The scripture gives us no timeline regarding that. It simply tells us, I believe, what that event is. It doesn't tell us when it's going to happen. Two different things. We know ahead of time the exact event that will start the ball rolling where the tribulation is concerned. Yet as Christians, this should not be our focus. As I mentioned, our focus should be on the return of Jesus and our presence with him. And I have no idea when I'm going to die. But I do know that I'm going to die one day. It may be sooner than later. It may be later than sooner. Not one person listening to my voice can tell me they know when they're going to die. Exactly. Paul says that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8. If that is true, and it is, should I not live my life knowing that at any moment I will be taking my last breath, or I could take my last breath? If anything helps us to know what is important in this life, it is knowing, forget the rapture, it is knowing that death is always one breath away. Now, as noted, God has a plan, and it is based on the continued rejection of humanity where God is concerned. Paul has made it very clear as to just how bad mankind will be coming these days. Jesus noted it as well, but Paul goes into depth about it. This is what he says in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Paul says, for men will be, shall be, lovers of themselves. And then everything that follows that he lists is connected to that type of selfishness. What an indictment. Paul lays it out very clearly for us. He doesn't mince words. If his words do not describe what humanity has become and continues to become at this point in time, nothing does. I mean, it was bad during Paul's day. It is far worse today. People are simply becoming more evil as the time approaches the beginning of the tribulation period. They think only of themselves and what life has to offer them. Too many complain when they don't get what they want. Too many believe the government owes them something, yet they're not willing to work for anything. Too many have no qualms about taking what is not theirs, attacking people who have done nothing to them, and in general, doing whatever seems right to them in their own eyes. That is the way people live today. This is how people live today, as their own gods. They are their highest authority, deciding what is right, what is wrong. They answer only to themselves. You know, it's difficult to wrap our brains around all that will be included during the seven-year period known as the tribulation, but we need to try. God has presented us with information about this period of time, and it's best we delve into it, finding some type of chronological order from start to finish if we can. Now, we know that there are several reasons for the coming tribulation, and I've mentioned those previously in earlier broadcasts. First, it's to purge the nation of Israel, eliminating the rebels and allowing God to call out from that nation a final remnant. Second, the world itself needs to be judged for the way the nations have treated Israel since Israel's inception. Those two are connected. But let's also not forget the overall reason God does anything, including sending judgment. And it is for the sake of his name or to bring glory to himself. Now, we're going to deal with those as well. But we need to start with the book of Daniel. Please note that we're going to be jumping around to include various passages from Scripture. The passage that we're going to deal with in Daniel is the only passage that provides insight into the full 70 weeks or the 490 years in which Israel will be trampled by Gentile nations, something that began with the Babylonian Empire. Now, I believe we are currently between the 69th and 70th weeks of prophecy illuminated to Daniel, and I'll show why as we get to it. But you can also pick up my book, Between Weeks, available at Amazon.com if you like, and that'll give you a detailed outlook on that whole thing. I also believe that the 70th week, or the final 7 years of human-led history, begins with one specific event. This event will begin those final 7 years, years referred to as the tribulation / great tribulation. Now, it's very important to understand that unlike what others may have taught decades ago, the event that I believe is to begin the tribulation is not the rapture. Though I do believe the rapture occurs prior to the tribulation, the rapture does not even enter into the tribulation picture as far as we're concerned. That's my belief. I know others disagree with me, and that's fine. Simply understand that our perspective assumes that the rapture has already occurred. It's not connected to the tribulation in any way, in my view. And because of that, the tribulation could happen at any time after the rapture occurs. Now, in that sense, while there might be an indirect connection, there is no direct connection. The rapture could happen months or years prior to the beginning of the tribulation. At the same time, I do not believe that the tribulation can begin until after the rapture occurs. Now, that's all the time we have today. It kind of went fast. Read Daniel 9 between now and next time. Daniel 9. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.